Wally Homaha is our Deputy Police Commissioner, and we're talking today about a survey of police, active police, by the Police Association. News came coming through in the last couple of days that many of them, 75 to 80%, want frontline police to be armed and have guns at their side. In most circumstances, you know, that's not the policy at the moment of the police. But what is the feeling among Tau Māori to the prospect? Wally, thanks for joining us on today's program. Tēnā koe.
Morena.
You've been talking with Māori leadership about this for some time. Has there been any change in attitude?
It's a very difficult conversation to have, but a very important one, because this conversation has the potential, if it goes any further, to change our style of policing in this country, and we'll never be able to return back to the service that we've traditionally been known for, and also shifting the culture of the organisation, which we have done for the last 25 years or so, to work closely with our people. So I've been out, and both the Commissioner and I have had conversations with our Māori leaders up and down the country, and you know, whilst they understand the situation and the number of firearms that have been used in recent events, you know, those firearms are being used on gang members against gang members. And although the events are rare against police officers, one incident involving police officers is one incident too many. So what our people have said to me is, or to us, is what's the intermediary step that we can take to protect our front line? Because first and foremost, that's the most important thing, keeping our police officers safe in order to keep our communities safe. Māori leaders have said no to general arming as a rule, but they want to see steps in place that our frontline staff are well equipped, improve the whole method of training, make sure that they are conscious of the decisions that they make that could likely lead them into danger. And sometimes these things are very unpredictable, Dale. As you know, in our job, most of the time, it's often said that we run towards danger while others run away from danger. And that's the nature of our role in terms of swearing the oath to protect our communities, protect our people, protect our country. So on that, the question that you asked, in terms of Māori leaders, yes, they don't see general arming in the near future, but it only takes one incident to change that conversation again. Just as I say, the Commission over the last 10 months, we've spent time bringing our frontline people through training programs, and the current frontline safety improvement program that they're currently undertaking has had a lot of positive feedback. In fact, there's a function on tonight which I was supposed to attend and listen to our frontline staff. But as I say, most of the feedback that have gone through the program thus far around improving safety has been an overwhelming success from the feedback that I've received. I've spoken to ethnic leaders, I've spoken to Pacific leaders, and they're in the same position as our Māori leaders, go to a general arming. But, you know, what are the steps that we are taking to improve? And that's the confidence that we've got to give to our community, to our people.
The poll taken by the Police Association overwhelmingly supported routinely arming police. I think they perhaps polled 6,000 of the 11,000 members of the association. Wally, what do you read into the results?
Well, look, the Police Association have a role to play, and they go out there and talk to our staff, but by the same token, so do a lot of our senior leaders in the organisation go out and talk to our people. You know, and it does depend on who you talk to and how you talk to people. We've had feedback where many of our staff have said this is such a critical issue that, you know, it has to be measured, it has to be considered. And there are a fair number, and look, it's not for me to dispute the association's numbers, but all I can say is, in terms of what the police executive are doing and working with our people and building the confidence of our people that we are working hard to improve the frontline safety program. And I'm confident that feedback I've had thus far has been, you know, pretty positive.
Well, I spoke yesterday with Tania Sawicki Mead from Just Speak. She pointed to the high numbers of Māori who come into contact with the police, particularly young Māori males, and suggested that arming the police changes the power equation in every situation and puts sections of the community, especially Māori, at grave risk. At this time, when you're talking about safety and making pertinent decisions, is there a focus on this cultural sector or dimension where the stats would suggest the police have room for improvement? Tell us about what's going on in that space, please, Wally.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you'd be aware that we have the likes of Sir Kim Workman and a team of researchers looking to the culture inside of policing and look at the position of policing, look at our engagement program with community. The issue that you talk about, you know, in terms of safety and our people, I think there's a far broader conversation inside of this whole around prevention. And I've always been focused on preventative strategies rather than after the fact and waiting for, you know, the balloon to go up and then suddenly we're in crisis mode. We've been in crisis mode in terms of social issues around the countryside, particularly in Māori communities. We see sort of our people on the deprivation scale in many areas, no employment, lack of employment, lack of a whole lot of social factors. And so I think that that's the conversation we need to have. Inside of policing, as I mentioned to you, the culture of the organisation has changed significantly over the years. And we've worked extremely hard, as you know, with Māori leaders up and down this country from 1998, the likes of Uncle Api Mahuika, Uncle Tui Adams, all of these great leaders who were around who were advising us on the style of policing that we need in this country. And it would be remiss of us to ignore all of those issues that they were so strongly passionate about. So for me, you know, the broader conversation is how do we mobilise our Māori leaders, our Māori communities, our iwi leaders, up and down the country to join to this conversation so that we do keep our country safe. Because it shouldn't just be the responsibility of the police solely. It should be responsibility of those who are living in those communities. You know, we hear the mantra, it takes a village to raise a child. Well, that's where we need the village to come out now and say, what's happening in our place? What's happening in our communities? Can we get closer to our local police to work together? For me, that's the relationship and partnership that I've focused on for the last 25 years, trying to be more engaged and more authentic style of engagement where we trust each other that we're doing the right thing by each other, Dale.